you would be amazed at the amount of music that comes through this place on a weekly basis. All right, it's currently 8 o'clock. You're tuned to 91.7 FM KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley, Bemidji. We're at 89.9 in Brainerd and on your smart speaker. We are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. You can join us at KAXE.org. Our members are what keeps us moving and grooving these days. Everybody knows about the cuts and all that garbage, so I don't have to tell you that. But you just know that your support is needed more now than ever. And we really, truly appreciate it. Everybody that is associated with Northern Community Radio knows that and will tell you firsthand if you speak with them. Give you a quick rundown on the weather. It's 35 degrees in Bemidji and partly cloudy, barely a 1 mile an hour wind. And looks like it's going to be pretty much like that through the evening. Should see a little bit of clearing and some sun tomorrow. So I think we're going to get up to about, 54. So should be a good evening or good day. All right, back to the questions. So what is the third furthest planet from the sun in the solar system? Third furthest. What is the third most abundant gas in the atmosphere? What is the third element on the periodic table?
All right. I still have this one out there. It's a Twilight Zone question. In the episode, The Obsolete Man, what is the occupation of the main character, Romney Wordsworth? Also, this one about movies. Who plays stuntman Colt Seavers in a 2024 movie? And which 2024 Christmas action movie starred J.K. Simmons as Santa?
218-326-1234 is the number to call. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, it's nice to be on Green Cheese. So, something's up tonight. I didn't even get a number.
Oh, you weren't like...
Am I number 99? Wow.
You're currently caller 3.
Am I number 4? Am I number 2?
you're number one in my book.
Yeah, number one.
And you had to go on break. Yeah, yeah. Well, let's see. Go ahead, yes?
No, I like having just a short little break. Kind of breaks things up, so to speak. No pun intended.
Yes, yes. Well, and, you know, every now and then nature calls, and you can't really do that while you're on the air, can you?
That pretty much hit the nail on the head with that particular observation.
I was going to work on your planets and figure the trick on that one is whether you're from the age of Pluto as a planet or the age of Pluto is not a planet. I'll leave that one for you to debate. Am I answering this question now or in 1975? But I'm going to go with... Go ahead.
No, I want your first answer that comes to mind.
I'm not going to believe that one alone. Hydrogen, helium, lithium is number 3.
Lithium is number 3. Yes, you are correct, sir. Very good.
All right, I'll leave the other one alone so I don't have to debate what year it is.
Well, these questions...
I'm here with Zoot as usual. Zoot can't dial in because she's busy knitting and all her fingers are occupied.
Fair enough.
But you can at least listen and she can coach me if I'm having trouble with my answers.
Right, so, exactly.
Great show. Keep it going.
Thanks.
Thanks,
Galahad. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, this is Clayton calling from Keewatin again. I think I got an answer for your most abundant gas in the atmosphere.
Right.
Third most, sorry.
Yes.
Is it argon?
It is argon. Very good.
Awesome. Could I make a shout out to the IQ Islanders?
There you go.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks, Clayton.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, have you got the answer about... third planet from the sun?
It is the third furthest planet from the sun in the solar system. And the book I got these questions out of was copyrighted 2022. So I don't know if they considered Pluto. I didn't dig that deep into the question.
Well, I was wrong anyhow.
Oh, well, let's take a stab at it. Just, I mean, there's only 9 or 8 or whatever.
We'll say Uranus.
Nope, that one was guessed too, yeah. No, nope. Fair enough. Where are you calling from?
Andy in Vergas again.
All right, Andy. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Brian.
You betcha, bye. Alrighty then.
Okay.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yes, did the periodic table question get answered?
It did, but tell me your answer.
Is it Li, lithium?
Lithium, you betcha.
You... can I send a shout-out to my Uncle Pat and the Welter clan in Aiken?
Well, right on. Where are you calling from?
Schwartz's Island out of Cutaway.
All righty. Thanks for calling.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, I have a couple more third place in science questions. The elephant and the rhinoceros are the two heaviest land mammals. What is the third? Okay, The elephant and the rhinoceros are the two heaviest land animals. What is the third heaviest land animal? And here's one more. What is the third largest continent by surface area? Okay.
All right. How about who was known as Hollywood's love goddess in the 1940s? And which Cockney actor is famous for his part in the film Alfie?
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Nora from Brainerd again.
Hi, Nora.
So much luck.
What did you have an answer for us?
Yeah.
Okay, go for it.
Uranus?
Not Uranus.
Good guess, though.
Yep, that is a good guess. Keep thinking about it and call us back, okay?
Yeah.
Thanks, Nora. Bye-bye.
You're on Green Cheese.
Boy, people like talking about Chase's Uranus, I guess, tonight, huh?
How did I guess that's the first thing you were going to say? I must have ESP.
I have the mentality of a 4-year-old.
Do I need the dump button?
Oh, not quite yet. Wait for it.
Yeah, I'll get it ready. I'm trying my best, but... All right, so, NASA, whoever's picking on Pluto, so if that's a planet, then I think you're looking at Neptune, and if it's not, I think you're looking at Jupiter, right? My very educated mother just served us. No, it'd be Saturn.
There you go.
Oh, good job.
Yes!
Way to pull it out. Way to pull it out. All right.
Sorry, did you hear the gears just creaking?
I did. With all WD-40, maybe.
Yep. So, all right, let me shout out to the Kilgore Scouts in the garage still named
Radio. Right on. Thanks, Keach. Bye-bye. He knows who's back to scratch.
Here you go.
All right, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I was calling about the question for the third farthest planet from the sun. Has that been answered yet?
It just got answered, but please tell us your answer.
Did they get it, though?
Well, I'll wait until you tell me your answer.
Because I have another answer if they did get it.
Oh, that's... Well, you can tell us both of them.
Okay, so my first answer for the planet would be Saturn.
Very good. Good job.
Yeah.
Thanks. And then for that answer that they didn't answer, did anyone answer the third heaviest mammal on land?
No.
Is that a hippo?
It is a hippopotamus.
Good job.
Very good.
Yes, we're, 2 for 2.
Yeah, yep, absolutely.
Sorry, yep, exactly. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Bemidji. This is the Nanaimo Loons. And can I give a shout out?
Yeah.
I want to shout out everybody who's listening, and I also want to shout out my nephew, William.
Aw, thanks, Nanaimo Loons.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I'm looking to answer the question about the third largest land animal.
Okay, go for it.
Is it the hippopotamus?
It is the hippo. The collar just before you got it, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're good. No worries. Where are you calling from?
Thank you. Calling from Forbes, Minnesota.
Forbes. Gotcha. Good job.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, I better throw a couple more out there. These are... I'm just going to go. Which female singer songwriter, political activist, and philanthropist, born in 1954, achieved major international success in the 80s with the Eurythmics. Okay. And one more here. Which Edinburgh-born doctor and writer was the creator of the Sherlock Holmes stories? A couple of easy ones there.
All right. I'm going to add one more. What are the names of the three kidnappers who abduct Sandy Claus in the movie The Nightmare Before Christmas?
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, Brandon.
Yes.
Hold on one second here. I'm trying to beat that guy. Jeff from Woodridge.
Right. How you doing?
Doing well. Had a Heather, too.
Hi.
Did anybody get the answer who played Alfie?
No, not yet. What do you have?
Michael Caine.
Michael Caine, of course. Good job, Jeff.
Thank you very much. Shout out to Don and Janet, and thanks for doing this.
Right thanks now. For listening.
Thanks for calling.
All right, have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
God, Brandon, I've been on hold so long. Meadowlands just became a Minnesota star city.
I thought it already was.
I don't know. Well, it turns out. But, I mean, way to take liberty, Keach. Like, let me answer another 50 questions. I don't know. What other planet? AS-15, R2-D2, C-3PO. I mean, God, what a gas. I'm every bit as entertaining as that. You know what, or so I'm telling you. Mojo, get your ears on. I know he's out there. Keach. Let's go with the panty droppers. We got rehearsal coming up. There's a picnic.
All right.
Public radio.
Do you have an answer for us?
Well, you know, that's the thing. I was on hold so long, I can't remember what you guys were asking.
Oh,
so can you throw me a softball?
What's the third largest the third largest continent by surface?
Oh, that's a no-brainer. That's Greenland.
Yeah. Oof. Wrong.
I mean Guam.
Oh.
My buddy Jake lives in Guam. There's a boatload of geese and all kinds of stuff. So, yeah, you guys were the wind beneath my wings, but now you just pulled the wind out of my sails. And don't forget to change them for yourself every monthly.
Thanks, Rhinestone. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, the Wizard of Almaland and I say that Arthur Conan Doyle wrote the Sherlock Holmes.
Yes, of course.
And the Nancy fan club just keeps growing, so I'm keeping a list.
Well, I didn't intend for that to happen, but it's kind of nice.
It already existed. We're just taking names now.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Thanks, Nancy.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Do it again.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, did anyone get the question for the J.K. Simmons Christmas movie?
No. What do you have?
Is it Red One?
It absolutely is. Good job. Who am I talking to?
This is the IQ Islanders.
Oh, right. Good job.
And I'd like to give a shout-out to Steph and Joe and Britt and Curry's from Worry, please.
Yeah, absolutely. Right on. Thanks. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Bye-bye. All righty, then. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. I'd like to answer the question about the continent.
Yes.
It would be Asia, Africa, and North America.
Well, I asked for the third largest.
North America.
Yes, correct. Exactly. I knew what I knew what you were after there, but yeah.
Okay.
Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Schwartz's Island at Cutaway Lake.
Okie dokie. Thanks.
And this is a shout out. Yeah. Can I do a shout out?
Yeah, go for it.
So this is a shout out to the Walters. So 3-0. And can I answer one more?
Oh, as long as Keach isn't listening.
Somebody distract Keach.
Go for it.
The Nightmare Before Christmas?
Yeah, what do you have?
Lock, Shock, and Barrel.
100%. Good job.
So, Walter Clan and Aiken, 4-0.
All right.
Fair enough. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
What is the score of the hockey game, I wonder? What is the third largest planet in our solar system? Okay, now this is where people got confused. I want the third largest by diameter planet in the solar system. Okay, here's another one. In biological classification taxonomy, first comes domain, then kingdom. What comes third?
All right. I still have this one out there. Who was known as Hollywood's love goddess in the 1940s? And let's try this one. How many movies did Boris In how many movies did Boris Karloff play Frankenstein?
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, is the question for the Eurythmics, Annie Lennox?
It is Annie Lennox. Very good.
Great.
Good job. Where are you calling from?
Gene from Chisholm.
Oh.
Good to hear from you, Gene.
Thanks, Gene.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green. Oh, they must have got their answer.
Ooh.
Question answered. They hung up on me. Did you see that?
Can you believe it?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey. Hi, guys. I'm calling about the arithmetic question.
Okay.
And it's Annie Lennox, right?
Yes, it's Annie Lennox.
All righty. Cool.
Good job. Where are you calling from?
I am Stacy from Osceola, Wisconsin, and giving a shout out to my brother Dan and his wife Molly.
Oh, thanks for calling, Stacy.
Stacy.
Perfect. All right.
Osceola, you said.
Yes. Osceola, right. Wisconsin.
I know where it's at.
All right, cool.
Good job. Thanks, Stacy.
Cool. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. See, that's weird because I know a Stacy who has a brother, Dan, who lives in...
Was that Stacy?
I don't think so, but...
Coincidence.
Yeah. All right. It's your turn.
All right. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Heather.
Hi.
I think we got an answer
for
the third largest planet.
All right. What do you have?
Uranus.
There you go. Now you got it.
It might be the most fun radio-friendly answer.
This is the breezeway in Virginia. And speaking of Uranus, we've been on hold so long. Rhinestone just drug his anus out of the bithy.
Oof, you guys. All right. We're moving on to another
Thanks, Breezeway.
Line of questioning. Thanks, Breezeway.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Good grief. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
It's Nora from Brainerd again.
Hey, Nora, do you have another answer for us?
Yes. The third largest mammal.
Okay, go for it.
I think it's a hippo?
Yeah, the hippo was correct. You
Absolutely.
Bet.
Absolutely.
Good job. Thanks, Nora.
Yeah, see
ya. Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese. You're on Green Cheese.
Hi. I'd like to take a guess at the biological classification.
Yes.
Are you looking for phylum?
Yes, absolutely.
Terrific.
Very good. Thank you. Where are you calling from?
Yeah. This is Migrating Warblers in Bemidji, and if I could... like to give a shout out to those Nymar loons.
All right.
There you go.
Thanks, Warblers.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, you guys. Great show.
Thank
you. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. It's 20 minutes after 8 o'clock, and support comes from Headwaters Unitarian Universalist Fellowship in Bemidji. Gathering at 10 a.m. on Sundays now through May at the Headwaters Peace Center, HUF is an inclusive space to seek truth, practice love, and celebrate life. Learn more at headwatersuu.org. We also receive support from Wings Airport Cafe with bread and baked products created in their kitchen. Open daily from 5:30 a.m. till 8 p.m. More at wingsairportcafe.com or on Facebook, Making Friends One Plate at a Time. All righty then, we're rolling right through a Saturday afternoon. Diane Ott is coming in to play music for you at 9 o'clock, so stick around for that. Heather, you're up with questions.
Yeah, I'm still looking for who was known as Hollywood's love goddess in the 1940s and who plays stuntman Colt Seavers in a 2024 movie. I'm also going to ask, what's another name for a lycanthrope?
A lycanthrope?
Yeah.
Awesome. Here's a couple more thirds. What is the third most abundant element in the universe after hydrogen and helium? What's the third most abundant after hydrogen and helium? And one more here. The third longest bones in the human body are the femur, the tibia, and what other bone? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
I put down my knitting long enough to keep my fingers busy dialing.
Right
hey,
on.
Zoot.
Only then to have somebody else answer my question. Then I didn't want to hang up.
Oh, no.
So this is Zoot. So I guess being on hold and getting the numbers, I did start out at 5. I've been on hold. So I was going to say phylum.
Oh, and you were right.
Yeah. And I was a fourth grade teacher for what felt like a gazillion years. I shouldn't say that. I really enjoyed teaching, and I substitute teach now for Grand Rapids and Greenway and love it whenever I get to go in. But when I taught the system, I always taught my kids, I don't know what you call it, but we remembered it as kings play chess on fine glass surfaces.
Oh, perfect.
Kingdom, phylum, class, order, family, genus, species. I'm goofing up. And now I'm taking time. But
thanks,
anyway, what's your next question? Just throw it at me. So then if I miss it, then everybody else has another question.
How about this? How many movies did Boris Karloff play Frankenstein in?
Galahad and I were discussing that. Is it high? Is it like 8?
It's not 8.
Oh, he's yelling at me through the wall.
Oh, no.
Of course.
But no, that means there's another question. That's a question now you've got out there. Well, no, you didn't because it was a new one. It wasn't a new one.
That's
okay.
All right.
Anyway, shout out to Linda on Doan Lake, Mary Sue on Como, Lake Como. We haven't heard from Mojo, of course, Keith. Yeah,
Mojo
we
called.
Heard from Mojo.
Simon. Yeah. Oh, he did? Oh, good.
I must have been
so focused on my name. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
You're okay, clicking away.
Clicking away. Okay, great show. Thanks.
Bye, Zoot.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. The school teacher just before me nailed my answer. Kingdom, phylum, class, order, family, genus, species.
Yep.
I remembered that from 1974, back in junior high. And she beat me. I'm okay with that.
Oh.
A teacher and a woman, that's just fine. But she asked another question while I was on hold. Just moments ago, before the Boris Karloff and all that, could you repeat the questions? Just the last three.
So I had a couple that I threw out there that were related to the thirds. What was the third most abundant element in the universe after hydrogen and helium?
Oh, that was one of the early questions. They smoked that one long ago. Lithium.
No.
Yeah. Anyway. Oh, sorry.
No, that was this was a new one. I just asked.
Okay.
Yep. And then the other one was what was the third longest bones in the body are the femur, the tibia, and what's the other one?
Femur.
Nope. I said femur.
My bone is not it.
No, femur, tibia, and what?
Tibia, the front bone, tibia, the hind bone in the shins. The femur goes from hip to knee. The femur...
No, that's the question says the three longest bones in the body are the femur, right. The tibia, and what?
Oh, well then the tibia.
All right.
The tibia or the radius or ulna in your arm.
No. Think about it. You're missing one. So where are you calling from?
Larry and the Liar from West Evlithon. Here's the truth. Being on hold so long, that box of red wine didn't last long enough.
Oh, no.
I want you to know that the great freshers in California really appreciate you.
Fair enough.
Kingdom, phylum, class, order, family, genus, species.
Yeah, you got that one. Thanks, Larry. Call back.
And quick.
All right, bye-bye.
You know,
hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I gotta remember. The third element.
Yes, the third most abundant element.
Yes, oxygen.
Oxygen, very good.
Awesome.
Right on. Where are you calling from?
This is the IQ Islanders in Britt. I could give a shout-out to the IQ Islanders in Babbitt. And then a new guy I got, Clayton from Keewatin. And also Lings from Northfield. And
all right. Sounds good. Thanks for calling. You've reached KBXC after hours, and please leave a message, and we'll get back to you.
Well, I ordered pizza, though. Oh, this ain't Domino's.
No, this is Dave's.
Oh.
Dave's not here.
Yeah. Dave's not here. I just heard Cheech and Chong yesterday. That's awesome.
What do you have?
Oh, Mr. Chase. I want to give a shout out to Zoot for that mnemonic device there. That was pretty awesome. I never heard that one before. And then I'm sorry, Mr. Chase. I got to do it. I'm going after the low hanging fruit. And
oh,
you can get me back at the picnic next summer. But the third largest mammal on the earth is Uranus. Teach them parts unknown. Adios.
All right, it's your turn.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. Well, I'd like to answer two questions.
All right, what do you have?
I have the third largest planet.
Yeah, what's your answer?
This time it's Uranus.
Yes, this time it is. You're correct.
And then there's another one. I don't know how to pronounce it, but the other answer is werewolf.
Absolutely, that's a lycanthrope. You are absolutely correct.
And then I need to ask, when is the kids' green cheese?
Oh, kids' green cheese was on earlier tonight. That was on at 6 tonight.
6? Okay, that's all I needed.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Where are you calling from?
Nora from Brainerd. Right. Again, you're probably getting sick of me.
No, that's all right.
Not at all, Nora.
No worries. Thanks, Nora.
See ya.
Bye. So the kids' green cheese was a one-off.
It was a one-off, but maybe we can do it again.
We'll see.
Maybe we need to drum up some more kids.
We'll work on that. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, did you get the answer about the lycanthrope?
Just got it, but what was your answer?
It's a day late and a dollar short.
Oh, that's okay. What was your answer, though?
Werewolf,
absolutely. It's still right. You still get credit.
Yeah, for sure. Where are you calling from?
Andy in Burgess.
All right. Keep trying,
thanks,
Andy.
Thanks for listening, Andy.
Yeah, thanks for the program. Bye. Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, was a question about the love goddess from the 1940s, yeah. Betty Grable?
No, not Betty. Sorry.
Okay.
Thanks for playing. Who's calling?
Gene from Chisholm.
All right, Gene. Hang in there. Call again.
You bet. Bye.
Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Brandon. Hi, Heather. I think we got an answer. Boris Karloff did 3 Frankensteins.
He absolutely did. Now, bonus, can you name them?
Oh.
Hi, Brandon. Frankenstein
and
Frankenstein 1, 2, yeah. And 3.
1, 2, 3. That's basically what they were. That's fine.
Frankenstein.
Say it again. You're getting feedback from your source.
Oh, sorry.
I think the Bride of Frankenstein and the Son of Frankenstein.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct.
There you
and
go.
Just Peach is probably not having a hard or easy time getting in. We're going to answer the one about the longest bone, third largest bone in the body would be the fibula.
Fibula. Oh, that's what I was looking for.
And that's for Keech.
Okay, perfect. Perfect.
You can sit back and relax right now.
Okay. Wait, remind me where you're calling from.
Oh, I'm from the Breezeway in Virginia.
Right on.
Thanks, Breezeway.
Gotcha. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey.
Yep, go for it. You're up.
Yeah, did you ever get that answer about the movie with was it with Brad Pitt, I think, was the guy?
Oh, I don't have Brad Pitt as an answer.
Okay.
But that's okay. Where are you calling from?
From Brainerd. It's Mark from Brainerd.
All right, Mark. Keep calling in.
Yep, keep trying, Mark. Thanks.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, Brandon, I've been on hold so long, I just slipped on some black ice and went headfirst through the breezeway of Virginia and broke my fibula.
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 You're close.
Fibula. I mean, you don't have to correct me. I had that.
It was just answered like 30 seconds ago.
Well, mine was just broke. Can we get a 911? Can we get French Township out here? Stat. Help.
Go turn on the hockey game and tell me what the score was.
I think it's
it's over.
Found out it's 17-0 Wild. So the only thing they need is a touchdown. Yeah, 2-point conversion.
Exactly.
Successful onside kick, another touchdown, a 2-point conversion, another successful onside kick, and a field goal. And they're in this one.
All right.
We're talking about the same sport. Well, anyway, Keach is a tough act to follow, but all I have for everybody out there is change in Milters Monthly.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. Well, we think that the love goddess is Rita Hayworth.
You are absolutely correct.
Right on.
Rita.
Probably the only people old enough to remember that.
I love the classic movies, so I'm right there with you.
Yep.
It's good
stuff. Nothing like a good black and white.
Yes.
Okay, Nancy from Olin. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Nancy.
Yeah, good show tonight.
Thank you. Bye-bye. I have one more third. The troposphere and stratosphere are the first two layers from the Earth outwards of the atmosphere. What is the third? Okay. The troposphere, the stratosphere, and then what's the next one? Let's see here. Where did that? Oh, yeah. What did Betty Rubble from the animated show The Flintstones name her club-wielding son? What was his name? 218-326-1234.
I have some Looney Tunes questions. We're going to skip around a little here. In Looney Tunes, what is the character Sylvester's full name? And what is the name of the big red, orange, hairy, sneakers-wearing monster in Looney Tunes?
Oh, my gosh. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, it's Jigs from the garage.
Hey, Jigs.
Yeah, that Colt Seaver, who played Colt Seaver, stuntman?
Yes.
That would be Ryan Gosling.
Absolutely. Do you know who played him in the TV series in the 80s?
I do, but I didn't know you were going to throw me into that.
That's okay.
I do.
Well, you still get credit anyway, Jigs.
Yeah, all right. I could piss Keith off and say I know another answer, but I'm not going to do it. So
right on.
Thanks for the good show tonight, and I'll try to get in again.
Thanks, Jigs.
That I know.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Yep, bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I'm looking to answer the Flintstones question about Betty's club-wielding child.
Yes.
Is that Bam Bam?
It's Bam Bam. That was my nickname when I was a kid.
Oh, it's also DJ Dane's dog.
This is the Aikyo Islanders calling out from the island, and we want to give a shout-out to my mom and dad from Brit and the Currys from Murray.
Oh, all thanks, Aikyo. Right.
Good deal. Thanks for calling.
Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, Green Cheese.
Hi.
Breezeway from Virginia. You're on notice.
Oh.
You've answered two questions. Boom, that's a foul. You get a night in a box. I need a shout out to Jigs in the Garage because I have an issue with him answering that Ryan Gosling because, no, the Fall Guy should have never been remade. The original Colt Seaver was Lee Majors.
It absolutely was. Remake, you are correct.
That remake was a... I want to...
Remember, it's a family show, Keach.
Yep, I know it. Dump button. You guys have used it too much against me. We do not normalize the 2024 film, The Fall Guy.
Okay, all right.
That's all I'm saying.
Fair enough.
As Court Jester, because I know I have a lot of pull with that Court Jester.
That's
you
right.
Do.
That's
now
right.
I'm going to go juggle and tell some jokes.
All right. Thanks, Jester Keach. I forgot we named him the Jester.
Yes.
All righty then. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Well, Bam Bam's gone. How about Ionosphere?
Not Ionosphere.
What was your other?
It was the
Heliosphere?
The troposphere, the stratosphere, and then which one?
Well, I said ionosphere, and I'm wrong.
Yeah, you're wrong. That's right. You're wrong.
All right. Ed from Cedar Island Lake.
Thanks, Ed.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. All right, I better throw a couple more questions out there. What comedian and actor founded the company Happy Madison Productions in 1999? And what comedian, radio personality, podcaster, and director co-hosted The Man Show with Jimmy Kimmel from 1999 to 2004?
All right. How about what is the name of the precocious little chicken who is often left in the care of Foghorn Leghorn in Looney Tunes? And what name does the abominable snowman bestow on Bugs and Daffy while loving them and squeezing them?
What famous actress, known mostly for Fawlty Towers, just died last week? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
The great and powerful Brandon Chase.
What's happening?
Mojo from the sauna. I had Bam Bam.
Yeah.
Because I am a Flintstone fan. Matter of fact, my daughter's Halloween costume last night, they were the Flintstones and the Rubbles.
Awesome.
So it was, yeah, it was a good night. The layers,
yes,
above the earth, all I've got is the atmosphere.
Well, these are parts of the atmosphere.
Okay, well, that's way above my pay grade.
It's like when you buy a gallon of gas and you let it sit in the corner for a week or so, and it separates into all those different layers. That all makes up the atmosphere. But I'm looking for the third layer.
Okay.
From there.
Like I say, that's above me. So,
yes.
Let me just give a shout out to Bebo from the Prairie River Nation. Nice to hear him call in. It's been about 2 years since he called in. So,
all right. Good job.
I'll get out of the way and let some. Oh, that Happy Madison.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was that Adam Sandler?
It is Adam Sandler. Good job. Way to pull one out, Mojo.
Nice. I pulled that one right out of...
Right.
Thin air.
Cool.
Good job.
So, it's been a good night. Thank you very much. We'll keep listening.
Thanks, Mojo. Bye.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Well, I just heard Adam Sandler got taken, so I'll take... Adam's for 400, and it is, who is Adam Carolla?
Adam, yeah. Carolla, very good.
Partner in crime. And that is a team effort. Zoot got Adam, and it went, oh, Carolla. Team response.
Was that through the wall?
Yeah, we walk around the wall so we get away from our source. Yeah, I was yelling through the wall, werewolf, werewolf. I didn't hear that one. And she's probably looking at me, what's he yelling werewolf for?
could be that type of night. That was Halloween last night, though.
Right.
Okay, well, keep going, keep doing the show. We'll sit on our hands for a while. Thank you.
Thanks, Gillian.
Let's see here. I got to throw a couple more out here. Actress Katie Segal played the part of which TV mom in the 1980s and 90s on the... I was going to read the name of the show, but I think I don't have to. So it was an 80s and 90s sitcom on Fox. And one more here. In the animated show Family Guy, Lois Griffin, the mother of Meg, Chris, and Stewie, had an extramarital with which former U.S. president? 218-326-1234.
And I'm still looking for the name of the big red orange hairy sneakers wearing monster in Looney Tunes. And what is Sylvester's full name in Looney Tunes?
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yes, the third layer of the atmosphere, the mesosphere.
The mesosphere. Very good. Right. Great. On. Where are you calling from?
Gene from Chisholm again.
All right. Good job, Gene. Thanks for calling.
You bet. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, Brandon, I've been on hold so long. Keith stole my thunder because Lee Majors was the unknown stuntman.
He was.
That jumped an open drawbridge and rolled a brand new car.
It was a great theme song. Really one of the best, I think.
Covered it before. I was going to say Adam Carolla, but that one got answered. What was it? There was another one out there. I mean, I'm drawing a blank. Can you guys help me out? There was one other one after the Adam Carolla.
The actress, Katie Segal.
Oh, she was Peg Bundy.
Yep, I knew I didn't
Peg
have
Bundy.
To give
it. There we go.
I've been on hold so long, Peg Bundy, wah, 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 insert joke. Either way, God love you guys. Support public radio. Everybody pony up. Let's go. And Mojo and the Panty Droppers, let's answer that email because we got rehearsals coming up. Change them filters.
Oh. Thanks, Ryan Stone. Good grief. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I'd like to give a shot the answer for that Fawlty Towers question.
Yes.
Now, my memory is that there are only two women on that show.
Yep.
And I only remember the name of one of the actresses, so I hope, well, I got a 50% chance, right?
Right, right.
We'll say Prunella Scales.
Oh, ding, ding, ding.
Good job. I get it? Oh, good, yes. Because I cannot remember the other one.
Polly.
Polly, yeah. There was Polly and Sybil, and I only remember Polly's name, so.
Prunella Scales was Sybil.
Backwards, Polly. Yeah,
yeah.
Polly and Sybil.
I think
what's his name married to one of them?
Yes, he was married to the maid. She's actually from Indiana.
Polly.
Yeah, Polly. Yep. I can't
from
think
Indiana.
Of her.
Really?
Yeah, she's from Indiana. I can't think of her name.
I
can
know
see
that.
Her, but I can't think of her name.
Oh, trying to tip my tongue. Oh, yes, my little piranha fish. I can't think of it. All right, fair enough.
Oh, that sounds, her laugh, he said, yeah, it sounded like somebody was machine gunning a seal. I don't know.
Yes.
It was a great show.
Amazing.
Well, this is my Green Warblers, and thanks much.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, bye-bye.
Oh, boy. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Well, thank you very much. Prunella Scales.
Yes, very good.
Just got answered. And so did Adam Carolla, Peg Bundy.
Your dialing finger isn't fast enough.
Well, you could have asked them like just one round sooner, and I would have had an answer last. I would have had three answers last time.
Of course, of course. That's
but
I have
you waited.
That's all right. I got big, wide shoulders. Lay it on me.
Yeah. Well, next time I'm up there.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Hey, I get up there once a week a lot of times.
Really? Well, I'm not...
Yeah, for my job, I have to go up to IFAL.
Mm-hmm. I see. So remind everybody where...
Because it's all day.
Remind everybody where you're calling from.
Ed from Cedar and Lake.
Right on.
Shout out to everyone.
Thanks, Ed.
Thanks, bye.
Bye.
Brandon's breaking stuff. Hi, you're on green cheese.
Hold on. Now do it.
Hi, you're on green cheese.
Hi, did anyone get the question of Sylvester's full name?
No, what do you have?
Is it Sylvester James Pussycat?
Well, maybe. I don't have a middle name.
Senior.
Oh.
Sylvester James Pussycat Senior.
Oh. You're so very, very close. I'm going to give it to you, though, because I feel like maybe my source left out his middle name, and I feel like James suits him very well. I have Sylvester Pussycat Jr., though, so he would have
okay.
been the junior, but
it.
I'm going to give it to you.
Perfect.
Who is this?
This is the IQ Islanders again.
Oh, thanks, IQO.
Perfect. Well, can I give a shout-out to Steph and Joel?
Absolutely. Rick,
and then I'll give a shout-out to Kaz, too.
Oh, okay.
Right on.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye-bye.
All right, we received support tonight from Kluckau Brewing Company in Grand Rapids, making traditional old world styles of beer, as well as modern classics for 7 years now. Their tap room is open Monday through Thursday, 3 to 8, Friday and Saturday from noon to 8, and Sunday from noon to 6. More info at KluckauBrewing.com. And let's see, that's it for that. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, do you have an answer for the Chicken and Looney Tunes?
We haven't gotten it yet. What do you have?
Junior.
There's another... Well, okay, so that was in an earlier version. He was known as Junior Rooster. He had another name mm-hmm. later.
Oh, I don't know his later name.
That was a hint.
His original.
That wasn't a hint. That was a fact. It's different. That's okay. You still get credit. I'm giving it to you, but I'm still going to leave it out there for someone who might have the newer name. So who's calling?
Awesome. This is Missy from Forbes.
All right. Thank you, Missy. Thanks for playing tonight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's see here. I have some more... Adam question, up and Adam, it says. What singer, songwriter, and a coach on NBC's The Voice is the lead vocalist for Maroon 5? One more here. What English actor and new wave singer, born Stuart Leslie Goddard, named himself after a certain insect because they are resilient little buggers?
Nice. How about this one? Which Looney Tunes character often quips, "What a revoltant development this is"? And who did the voice of Pepe Le Pew in Looney Tunes?
Good job, Heather. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, what's with this guy keep calling in about softball questions? Yeah, what's this about?
I don't.
We all sit on hold and we all wait and we all are nice and cordial yeah. about things. And I don't have nothing other than to complain.
Oh,
so
what did you hear my Adam questions?
Atom?
Oh no, Adam. Like up and Adam.
No, I did not.
All right. Hang on. Here's one.
No, that's okay.
No,
that's
here. Okay. Let me give you a brand new one. Nobody's heard it yet. You'll be the first one to hear it. You ready? Which actor played Batman in the 1960s show and went on to do voiceover work on several cartoons, including Family Guy and The Simpsons, before passing away in 2017?
That'll be Adam West.
Ding, ding, ding. Ding, ding, ding.
Good job.
And I feel like I'm a charity case now.
Oh, come on. It's just a stupid game.
It's just cheese. It's all right.
Oh, thanks for the program. That's really awesome.
Thanks for calling. Thanks for playing.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, I think Ted Bundy. I heard the name, but... I didn't hear anyone say married with children.
I didn't, yeah. I
Al
left
Bundy,
that.
I think, Al.
Yeah, it's Al Bundy. I left that part out. No, I left that part out.
Oh, well, I thought you wanted the name of the show.
No, I wanted the name of the actress on the show, Katie Sagal, What did she play? And it was his wife. And what was her name?
Oh, Ted Bundy's wife.
No, Al Bundy. Al Bundy.
And there I go again. Al Bundy. That's and that Meg.
That's that Stillwater High School, education you got there. No, it's Peg. Peg, like a peg.
Oh,
in
Peg.
The,
yeah. Oh, one letter off.
Like on the cribbage board.
You were close.
Yes, okay.
Good job. Thanks, Cass.
Well, I think I sold them cigarettes when I was at Reed's Drugstore.
Yes,
that was my first job. The old Reed's Drug, not the...
No, I know. Trust me, I used to sit at the counter and have a chocolate shake or a soda myself.
All right, you know the old
you
one.
You betcha.
Yeah, my very first cherry cola, yes.
Right on.
That's awesome. Thank you,
all right,
Cass.
Good job, Cass. Thank you.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Him and I are both from Stillwater.
Oh, okay.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I'm going to try this love goddess from the 1940s again. Was it Rita Hayworth?
It was. Someone answered it earlier, but you still get credit. Yeah, it's Rita.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure Nancy from downtown Ameland.
It was our former queen. Yep. Yep.
And the fan club favorite.
Yes.
Did anybody get the voices of the cartoons?
No.
Nope.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Right. Go for it.
What do you have?
Mel Blanc.
Mel Blanc, of course. Thank you so much. Yeah, Pepe Le Pew. Good job.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Gene.
Yes.
Right on, Gene. Thanks for calling.
Well, thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye. All righty, then. Oh, come on. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
Did you get the answer for the Adam Carolla's co-host?
I got it. The question was the other way around. Who was Jimmy Kimmel's?
Well, that was Adam Carolla.
Right. Yep, exactly.
And you got that. And how about the Maroon 5 question?
No, I have not got, I have nobody has attempted that one yet.
That's Adam Levine.
Adam Levine. Very good. Very good.
That's, and a shout out to Keech.
Right on.
I'll take the flogging. We'll take the flogging.
Where are you calling from?
Breezeway in Virginia.
Right on. Hmm. Gotcha.
Thanks, Breezeway.
Thank you both for the great show tonight and your time and everything you guys do. It's awesome.
Super. Oh, thank you.
You guys are rock stars. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yes, did you get the answer for the Family Guy question yet?
I did. Let's see. I did get the Family Guy question. Tell me who it is.
Bill Clinton?
No, I was looking for Adam West.
Oh, Adam West, that's right.
Until 2017, yeah.
Yep.
Right on. Where are you calling from?
Schwartz's Island.
Oh, okay.
Giving a shout-out to the Welter Clan in Aiken.
Right on. Yeah, it got answered right away.
Did it.
Yeah, and then you miss it when you're listening or if you're on hold or something. So, yeah, no worries.
All right, well, great show. You guys have a good night, and thank you for all the questions and answers.
You betcha.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. I have an answer.
Yeah, what do you have?
Adam Levine.
Yes, Adam Levine for Maroon 5.
Nora, you're on fire tonight. You're doing great.
Yeah.
Thanks for playing, Nora.
Yep. Have a good night.
All right. Bye bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello. I'm calling about Sylvester's full name.
Yeah. What do you have?
Sylvester James Pussycat.
Yeah. So yeah. It was answered earlier, but there's a little controversy
that's
over the middle
for
name.
James.
I think James makes sense.
I think
sense,
it works, yeah.
Right? I think, yeah, any good cat mother would give their cat, you know, a middle name, I think. So I think you're right. So we're going to give you credit for that one. Who's calling?
Tegan from Brainerd, MN.
All right. Well, thank you. Thanks for playing tonight.
Thanks, Tegan.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello. There was a question answered about Maroon 5, and maybe I wasn't listening. When you mentioned the fella had a weird long name, and he changed his name for the band to Flea?
No.
You're a little parasite that annoys people. he's from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, yeah. I think.
Yeah, that guy. That's not who I was looking for, though. Yeah.
Strike four. I'm out of here. You're a liar. Wishing all of you people would be grateful we've got this for a public radio station and throw down some money. Aww. As everybody else is picking up on it, do it. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry.
Thanks, Larry.
Good night, kids.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
I don't want you to let you know that Breezeway from Virginia is on double secret probation now.
Oh, no. That sounds serious.
Is that something that...
I also let Cass know that was the greatest bit of radio I ever heard with the Ted Bundy. I was just howling, so I want to shout out to him. And then, did you get an answer to the singer of Maroon 5?
I did, two or three times, but you can give it to me again.
I believe that's Randy Bachman.
Oh, walked right into it.
Bow, bow. Park, now shout out to everybody. Great show tonight, y'all.
Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi.
Nora, you got another one for us?
Yeah, the full name of...
The what, honey?
The full name of... Wow, oh my gosh.
Oh, of Sylvester?
Yeah, Sylvester Pussycat.
Yeah, that's what we have. Some people say his middle name is James. I guess, you know, we'll never know unless we talk to his mom. But I'm gonna count it right for you, Nora.
Thank you.
Okie dokie. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Boy. Let's see. So I have this one left out there. What English actor and new wave singer, born Stuart Leslie Goddard, named himself after a certain insect because they are resilient little buggers? let's see here. And what was the other one? Oh, yeah. In the animated show. Oh, maybe this was. Oh, yeah. Okay. In the animated show Family Guy, Lois Griffin, the mother of Meg, Chris, and Stewie, had an extramarital with which former U.S. president? And he didn't answer that.
Oh, no.
Okay, right. Okay, go for it.
I still have this one out there. Which Looney Tunes character often quips, what a revolting development this is?
All right, just a couple minutes left here. And the number is 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, boy, that was fast.
Yep.
Sorry, stepping away. let's see. Adam Ant.
Adam Ant, very good.
Yeah.
Very good. Where are you calling from?
This is Mrs. Bieberhausen Kidd calling from South Minneapolis.
All righty, Mrs. Bieberhausen Kidd.
Thank you. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for calling.
All right, thank you.
All
bye.
Right. All right. One more here. Hello, you're on Green Cheese. Hello? Oh, missed him. All right, well, it's about that time. Oh, wrong one.
This is a special request. Hope you enjoy it.
I tried to find how my heart could be so blinded. How could I be fooled just like the rest?
All right. Well, that was a good evening. Thanks, everybody, for calling. We heard from Cass and Larry the Liar. Heard from John in Grand Rapids, Simon of the Lakes, Andy in Vergas, Jigs from the Garage, Rhinestone reminding you know all that. Janet and Don, a former king and queen. Bebo checked in tonight from the Prairie River Nation. Migrating Warblers, Breezeway from Virginia, Bob and Mary. Nancy from beautiful downtown Ommeland. Keech, Doodle Acres, callers from Anoka, Oakdale, Minnesota, Raymond, and others from Cutaway. Let's see here. Ed from Cedar Island Lake, Nora from Brainerd, and Nora's dad checked in. Alex from the Kilgore Scouts, Saskatchewan, what did I write down? Oh, Sasquatch Corner. That's right. Oak Grove, Pop Pop. checked in. Danger Camp of Wahoo, Mojo, Mia called in. My son Josh called. Galahad and Zoot. Callers from Iron, Bemidji, the Nymore Loons, Forbes, Minnesota, Gene from Chisholm, Stacy from Osceola, Mark and Brainerd, Tegan, Mrs. Beaver, Housing Kid.